that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, we are back, and we are with Alexander Cordia. He is one of the young rising stars in the oil and gas business. Originally went out east to learn business, came back to Texas, realized that petroleum was in his blood. Welcome back, Alex.
Glad to be back.
All right. All right. Now, listen, Alex, we talked about the price of oil has gone down, but that the price of production has gone down, too. I'm in real estate. We know that when everybody's running away, that's the time to run in. It's time to get in. Or as the young man said before on our first segment, hey, Gretzky always said he's not going where the puck is. He's going where it's going. Sounds like you got the same approach to oil and gas.
That's exactly right.
Now, what do you see coming up? You know, we talked about the fact that it's a good time to invest right now. How does somebody assess risk when they're looking at oil and gas?
Sure. So the first thing you want to look at is, well, one, you got to know that where you're going to be drilling, there's oil. That's bottom line.
Well,
the second is that who is the guy that is going to be drilling it for you? Who's the operator? Who is he working with? What kind of team does he have? Are they smart? What's their success rate? How good are they at their jobs? And there's a couple different ways to look at it. One, you can just look at a fact sheet and a resume and find out, you know, how much they've spent, what their predictions were, and did they hit those numbers? The second thing, and something that I like to look at when I'm assessing operators, E&P guys, is what their lives look like outside of the office. And you can kind of tell how good they are at their job and what their priorities are based on how they interact with their families. Do they have kids? Are they involved in their kids' lives? And it sounds like they're completely unrelated. But what I've gathered from that is, are they honest people?
Oh, Alex. A high five. In fact, whenever I am, we're going to talk about it when I talk about hiring people, I look social. I look at their social.
Absolutely. And it's important. You know, there's that term, snake oil salesmen, and there are a lot of them. And unfortunately, they leave a taste in the mouths of investors that took a risk, got into the industry, and they got burned so bad that they'll never get back into it again. And that's what you want to avoid. You don't want to leave that taste in an investor's mouth. You want to return their money to them when you say you're going to do it and have a track record to prove it. Do accidents happen? Of course. Is there inherent risk in the industry? Of course. But you can hedge your bets on that by looking at who's doing the job for you.
You know, listen, you know, I have a Series 22 and a Series 63, so I don't want to say that I got trained in doing due diligence, but they did teach us to ask some fundamental questions about the people if we were going to be selling some oil and gas stuff. So, Alex, it sounds to me like I want to be in your camp. It sounds to me like you know exactly the real due diligence spots. It's not just about how successful they've been. It's how successful are they going to be. And a great predictor of that is, who are they?
That's absolutely right.
Now,
in a lot of cases, you're investing in people when you look at an oil and gas investment.
You know, we do the same thing. We invest with operating partners. Sounds like you do the same thing. So what your firm is really a capital source for the drilling people?
So what we do is we're an operator. So we will take the capital from an investor, from a private equity firm, wherever the source may be, and then deploy that capital into a variety of service companies, from the guys that are going to be physically doing the rig work to the ones that are setting up tank batteries, running pipe, whatever it may be. And then we stay on top of them. So we are essentially the managing eyes over the entire project to make sure that we are hitting all of our goals.
Now, what are your goals? How do you set them? How do you figure that out?
Well, they're constantly evolving. You know, as we've watched these service prices fall, we have to readjust our numbers practically on a daily basis. And so we set our authority for expenditure at what we think the price is going to be to drill that hole and complete it. Then we build in a 10% contingency on top of that, just as a cushion in the event that something happens down hole. That's what we pitch. You know, we show our track record in the field that we're looking to drill as to what our numbers have been. in different environments. Mind you, the wells that we've drilled historically have been during the boom. So those were when, fracking companies could come out and say, you know, demand is so high for our work right now, we can jump our prices by 50%. And there wasn't really anything you could do about it.
Now, Alex,
it's an inverse industry today.
Alex, what is your targeted return on cost when you evaluate one of your holes? I just have to ask, because we look at that when we talk about a real estate deal.
So, absolutely.
So, to me, it's the same thing.
Yep. In the oil industry, it's called payout. And okay. We want that to be under 2 years. What we're looking at right now in this market on the wells that we are looking to drill, payout is anticipated at $60 oil to be anywhere in the vicinity of 14 to 18 months.
So when you say payout, that's break even?
That means if you give me $1 million, I give you $1 million in 14 to 18 months.
And then after that, it's just flows after
mailbox money.
Oh my God. I love the way you say that, mailbox money. Talk dirty to me some more. Now, what is the average, let's say you drill 100 wells. D, how much time do we have left? Because I'm starting to drift into the really, okay, good, we got a couple more minutes left. What's a good hit rate for wells? You drill 100, how many need to come in for you to be good? You know, 300 hitter.
Wow, that's a tough question. It really depends what your economics are. If you are drilling $7 million holes that are producing 1,500 barrels of oil a day, those are going to pay out pretty quick, so you can make you don't have to hit quite as many of them. But that being said, it really depends on your economics. I think you want to have a bare minimum of 70% success rate.
Okay. Now, we talked a little bit about how the fracking's come in, that it helps the oil come out. The oil kind of comes out fast. I think you indicated that those wells may run out a little faster. So we got 100 years of being in the top petrochemical producer again. Where are we? What do we got? How much have we got in the ground?
We've got more natural gas than anywhere in the world.
Oh, I'm feeling strong.
We've got another 100, maybe 200 years of natural gas left.
Well, say that to the guys negotiating with the Iranians.
That is us producing like crazy. Now you see the promotion of the battery and how much more effective the battery has gotten in transportation. Of course, it's not powerful enough to do anything like an 18-wheeler, but you know, just in terms of you and me getting around, the battery is pretty much functional. And you're seeing other resources and other forms of energy build into that as well, being, natural gas is making a big push into the transportation industry.
Yeah, but you still have to produce the electricity to do the car. And I got to believe, I think it's a net zero. Listen, we've only got like a minute left, Alex. What's your takeaway? And then if people want to come, find you, how do they find you?
How do they find me?
Yeah, and give me a takeaway, too. Give me a takeaway
first.
Like your
last guess, I can give you my telephone number and my email.
Well, if that's something you want to do, or look you up on LinkedIn or something, that's where I found
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. LinkedIn, my name is Alexander Pickens Cordia. I can be Googled, and my name will pop up on a bunch of different places. You can also contact us through the office at Republic Resources. That's republicresources.com. Reach out to us, and you can talk to me or anyone else that I work with. I like to think a bunch of smart guys.
Yeah. Well, listen, Alex Cordia, Alex P. Cordia, Alex Pickens Cordia, if I'm going to really out you there. Thanks for calling in. Great to have somebody with oil in their blood. Got to have you back. You mind being our regular expert on oil and gas?
I would love to be your regular expert.
Well, then we're going to have some fun. Got to get you down here. Got to get you to South Beach. We'll be following up. But thank you so much, Alex. And again, I want to thank Wendy Kraft for helping us with the introduction to Alex P. Cordia, our oil and gas expert.